I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. North Korea's currency reforms have had disastrous consequences. Open Doors' Carl Mueller explains the money was devalued 1,000-fold. That drove up prices. Markets collapsed and wages stopped being paid. Mueller says they've been helping and it's keeping the spark of the gospel alive. Pray that Christians will be a shining light in an otherwise dark and dreary country. There's more ways to get involved at our website. And in house churches all over Iran, Christians are faithful about getting God's word into the hands of Muslims and non-believers. Vision Beyond Borders reports that they conclude each service by praying over New Testaments. Then, each believer takes 7 Bibles, giving 1 to a non-believer every day. Now, if caught, the punishment for this could be death. However, persecution's only fanning the flames of revival there. Pray for these believers' continued boldness. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Become an MNN fan on Facebook. We have a link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.